All right, good afternoon, everybody. Today is January 22nd, 2026, and we're meeting here for our shack meeting, the third one of the year. And we have a presenter today. His name is Malcolm Johnson. He's from Tarrant County Public Health.
Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to set a timer for... I'll do 15 minutes, you can stop me whenever. Okay, so we'll just talk about stress management a little bit today. I know I used to work in school. I was a college advisor in high school, and we worked in the middle schools as well. So I know that sometimes stress is a big issue, especially in schools. And so I want to help you be aware of what a stress is and how to deal with it. And we'll go over this really quickly. This is just some of the things that we'll talk about. We may not get through them all. So we'll talk about the different types of stress, acute and chronic. We'll talk about what happens to the body during stress, and then the physical and emotional and behavioral signs that you go through when you're dealing with stress. And we'll talk about three ways that we can manage stress. I'll skip the Tarrant County information and where we're located. I'll skip this too. It's just some survey information. So what is stress? And I'll answer some of these for you since we're crunched for time. So stress is the body's reaction to a challenge or demand. Okay, and usually when stress is involved, it is a demand that we're not able to physically or emotionally, take care or cope with, okay? All right, so the cause of stress is a stressor, okay? So since you're school teachers and nurses, it may be a child that acts up in your class every day. And before you get to class, you're like, oh, goodness. Is Billy going to be here? I know he talks a lot. He likes to. He has all these shenanigans and stuff like that. We know how it is. I was working in school as well, and so that may be a stressor for you before you even walk in your classroom. Driving to work may be a stressor. You have to deal with the traffic. So these are stressors that we deal with every day. So what are the top three reported stressors? This is where I will ask feedback. What do you think are the top three stressors? Work,
okay. Family.
Family, or we can change that with relationships. Yeah.
Finances,
yeah. So most of those are correct. You're all correct. So financial, work, health, and I'll also add relationships because relationships get stressful sometimes, whether it's friendships, relationships with our husband, our wives, and boyfriend, girlfriends. These are all things that can cause us stress. Oh. Is all stress bad? And I have an answer up there. So the answer is no. Okay. There are two types of stress. So you have positive stress, okay? And these can be motivating. They can make you feel excited. They're short term. They can actually improve your performance. So some of the things that may be positive stress, maybe getting married, right? It's stressful in the beginning, you're trying to plan for the wedding, but you know everything's gonna be great in the end because you're gonna be happy to be married. What about buying a house? When we're buying a house, you have to get all the paperwork together and you're talking to all these people, you're trying to get all this stuff together, but in the end, when you're finally moving in that house, it feels great, right? And then negative stress. These are things that cause anxiety or concern. You know, they may feel unpleasant. They can be short-term or long-term. And they can decrease performance and can lead to, mental or physical problems. So negative stress are things like finances, things that you deal with long-term, and then the relationships and stuff like that. So these are negative things, things that, man, you can't see how they're going to get there. you can't see the window to the other side. So chronic and acute stress. So short-term stress, that's acute. It's just like acute disease and chronic disease. Acute disease, it may be a common cold, something that you get one day And then you have it for a little while, and you wake up the next day and you go, oh, my nose is not stuffy anymore, or I'm not coughing anymore. So those are things that you can get over. Chronic is something that's ongoing, it's long-term, like financial issues that are causing you stress. Those aren't gonna go away overnight. You know, you gotta make a plan and deal with those things for them to go away. Or maybe you're dealing with a chronic illness, that's not gonna go away overnight. You have to go through that process. All right, and this is basically how stress, you respond to stress. First, there's alarm, okay? You can't believe it's happening. Your mind has to come to grips with it. And you, your body, you know, you have this fight or flight response. So your body releases adrenaline, cortisol. You know, your body gets ready to prepare yourself to deal with these kind of things, okay? So, and if that happens long term, that's bad. That's how a lot of people become depressed and stuff like that. You're dealing with stress long-term. So that cortisol, you're always at that level, that fight-or-flight response where you're dealing with this stuff ongoing. And that's the bad stress that we don't want to get in the cycle of having. Resistance. So you try to find a way to resist the stress. You know, you're trying to find a way to deal with the stress. And that's another phase. And then exhaustion. That's when basically, if you don't know how to deal with the stress or cope with the stress and you don't get help, you just become, it's resistant to it. You come to the point where you're exhausted. That's where the depression comes from. And you're feeling hopeless, I'm sorry. I got 9 minutes here. These are just some facts. I'm just gonna put them all up on the screen. So 75% of adults report symptoms of stress. So headaches, fatigue, and stuff like that. 68% of primary care visits are related to stress, okay? And stress, long-term, can cause these chronic diseases, okay? Heart disease, cancer, stroke. So perception. Perception is a major thing in stress, because what stresses me out may not stress you out. What stresses you out may not stress me out. If my car broke down while I'm driving home today, I have experience fixing cars, I feel like I can deal with that. You may not feel like you can deal with that. So when you look at this picture, what do you see?
He sees a lifeboat.
Yeah, it's a person on a small island, and they probably see a guy in the distance on in a boat, right?
Yep.
And he thinks that that's gonna help him, right? Little does he know, the guy in the boat is thinking, land, you know, you're gonna help me, I see land. But they're both in a bad position. But you know what, two heads are better than one, so maybe they can figure something out. So it's all about perception and how we see things. Stress awareness, it affects you, you know, recognizing the signs. It can be physical, you can have a headache, your stomach can hurt, that can lead to ulcers. If you've ever had an ulcer, a lot of that's induced by stress. Mental, emotional, you're crying all the time. You know, I don't know why I'm emotional. I don't know why I'm crying. It could be a stressful situation. And then your behavior, maybe you're cranky, you're snappy, and it's because you're stressed. I still got 7 minutes, and if you want to stop, you stop me at any time.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I can keep going forever, so y'all stop me at any time.
You're all good.
And I want to put all of these up. So these are some of the physical signs and symptoms when it comes to stress. And I'll just go over a few of them. Raised blood pressure. I know when I talk to my mom, if I'm talking to her about something that she doesn't want to talk about, she'll go, you're raising my blood pressure. You know? And even though you really can't feel when your blood pressure's raised, but she'll say that because she feels like I am. Headaches, gastrointestinal problems, that's the stomach issues. You know, change in appetite, maybe you don't want to eat, maybe you're tired all the time. It weakens the immune system, you get sick more often when you're dealing with stress. Okay. And then increased insulin resistance. Real quick, put all these up as well. And this is the mental emotional signs of stress. So poor concentration, which is over a few. Short-term memory problems, definitely anxiety. Some sadness, you know, low self-esteem, insomnia, not being able to sleep at night. And then behavioral, symptoms, you know? Aggression, you know? I didn't have any aggression driving here, but, you know, being in the traffic, it triggers some stress, you know? I didn't turn too aggressive, but aggression may, I'm not gonna hang a hammer out the window or anything like that, but some people deal with things that way. Nervous habits, you know, gritting your teeth. You ever been in a meeting and you hear someone tapping under the table? They're nervous, you know, stressed about something. Impulsive, you know, it could be impulsive spending, impulsive anything, but normally spending. You ever have, I have a neighbor, every day there's an Amazon box, or Amazon box is on the porch every single day. So you're ordering Amazon every single day. That's an impulsive behavior. Loss of interest. You know, you don't want to hang out with friends. You have friends call, hey, you want to go out to eat? No, I don't really want to. You don't want to do that because you don't want to talk about your situation. Hang on. Substance abuse. Some people turn to substance abuse. Drinking, drugs, you know. These are things that people turn to. Sleeping pills. If they can't sleep at night, insomnia, they're going to turn to sleeping pills, or taking NyQuil, even though they don't have a cold, but they're taking it to go to sleep. These are some things, Benadryl. These are things that people do. All right, let's see if I can put all these in. So stress is a natural part of life. You know, we have to learn how to deal with it. Like driving, I was stressed a little bit, but not that stressed. I've been driving for what, 20, 30 years? But my son's 18, he's only been driving for a year. If he had to deal with this, he wouldn't know how to deal with it, you know? So experience helps you deal with stress all as well. So family, all of these things, family dynamics, work-life balance, economic hardships. We learn how to deal with these things, but they are stressors nonetheless. And this is there's an activity after this, but we'll skip it. These are some of the ways you can deal with stress. Deep breathing, like you probably tell your kids in class, take a deep breath. You know, that helps. You get oxygen, that helps you out. Progressive muscle relaxation, just sitting down and relaxing, that helps as well. And then mindfulness, guided imagery. And this is some ways you can do that. If you're going for a walk, so you're going for a walk, you're in a nice park. You want to be able to have mindfulness. Be in the moment. Think about where you're at. Look at the trees. Look at the nature. And not fill your mind with all the things that's going through your mind. Because that's easy to do, right? It's easy to walk, saying, hey, I'm going for a walk. I'm going to clear my mind. You want to clear your mind. You don't want to think about all the stuff that you were thinking about before you went on that walk. You want to actually try to clear your mind and be present and be in the moment. This is the activity. We're not going to do it. Basically, I would talk to you about a scenic location and tell you to imagine that in your mind. And then I'd show you the location. I'd say, you tell me what you see. And hopefully you would tell me this picture. And a beach may not be your thing. Your thing may be walking down a London street and seeing a red double-decker bus. But when you're stressed, it's nice to be able to take yourself out of that environment, close your eyes, and imagine a place you would like to be. And you, when I was in school, I had this. I remember having this hanging up in my classroom. And this is real good with kids, but it works with adults as well. I don't know if you've seen this before, but basically, wait a minute, this isn't it. Okay, this is how to plan ahead. You want to prioritize. And, you know, if you don't want to put yourself in a situation to be stressed, you want to plan and prioritize things. So this is a way to deal with that and stay away from social media, the news, and things that may stress you. I know I was stressed, and my doctor said, do you look at the news? I said, yeah, I go home every day and look at the news. He told me, okay, stop looking at the news. and it helped because I wasn't stressed. I was worried about all the things that were happening around me that I could do nothing about. And that helped me be less stressed. Exercise is important. Sometimes people exercise and that helps them relieve their stress. I go to the gym 2 days a week and that may help you. If you're walking, that's a really good thing to do. Laughter. We can't forget laughing. I think it's the old since time. Laughter has helped. Okay, so, and we kind of gravitate towards people who are funny because they make us feel good, you know. You may go to this person because, oh, she always makes me laugh. And you seek them out. And if they can make you laugh, that's going to help you. It's going to help you do a lot of things, reduce stress hormones, relax your muscles, lowers risk of heart disease. It helps with a lot. Laughter is medicine. And this is some of the ways to release laughter release stress a lot. So consider laughing at yourself. If you're looking in the mirror, you look at yourself, you make a funny face, it's okay to laugh at yourself. That helps you in the morning. Laugh at some things that you do. That helps as well. If you're in a classroom and you mispronounce a word, laugh at yourself, okay? It's not that serious. And the kids are probably going to laugh at you too. But that's okay. It helps you. It helps you. Rules about laughter. We're adults, so we know, what not to do and you know, what to do, you know. These are...
Okay. No, you're good.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much. And this was that, too.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Do you recognize that? Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thank you for your assistance.
Thank you.
Are now you based down to the Fort Worth office?
Yeah, downtown, 1100 Main Hotel.
Oh, okay.
And I go all over town. I did one earlier at the YMCA about the suite. These are some of the presentations.
What suite?
Yeah,
my suite.
Yeah.
There's my stressor.
All right.
Is this to like get people to calm down?
Yeah, like if, so I used to hang this in the classroom when I was in school. When a kid was acting up, I'd say, hey, he's doing something over there, you know. He's throwing pencils or he's making me laugh or whatever. You know, I'll just pull him aside, especially in middle school. I go, you know, hey, these are five things you can see. You know, it's just a diversion.
My AP did it with a student having a panic attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works
and
with
I
kids.
I was wondering what she was doing. I was like, what is she doing? But it worked.
Yeah, yeah, it can work. It can work.
Because it like got your mind, it probably got their mind off something.
I need to take a picture of it. Don't turn it off.
I was just thinking that.
You what?
I was thinking that for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like my personal
All right, so we are ending our meeting at 4:45 today. Thank you all for coming.